Hi, this is Gary Entz for WXPR's Northwoods Moment in History. During the early decades of the 19th century, Americans living in the new United States aggressively pushed westward, taking more and more land from the peoples of the First Nations. President Andrew Jackson's removal policy, enacted into law in 1830, accelerated the process. As the population of settlers grew along the Ohio River Valley and forests were slashed and burned to make room for agriculture, the demand for new sources of timber increased, particularly in growing cities like Chicago, St. Louis, and Cleveland. This demand drew the attention of federal officials to the Northwoods region of the Wisconsin Territory. In 1836, Andrew Jackson appointed Colonel Henry Dodge, a veteran of the 1832 Black Hawk War, to be the territorial governor of Wisconsin. In 1837, after the inauguration of Martin Van Buren as President of the United States, Dodge was directed to negotiate a treaty with representatives from the Ojibwe bands living in northern Wisconsin and Minnesota. The treaty, negotiated in late July at the village of St. Peter's in Wisconsin Territory, which is today the town of Mendota, Minnesota, was known as the Treaty of St. Peter's, but today is more commonly called just the Treaty of 1837. In the treaty, the Ojibwe band ceded a large swath of territory to the United States. The land stretched from the Mississippi River in the west to the Wisconsin River in the east. The northern boundary was the Lake Superior watershed, and the southern boundary was the Prairie du Chien line that set borders between the Ojibwe, Dakota, Ho-Chunk, and Menominee peoples. In exchange for this land cession, the Ojibwe bands retained usufructuary rights to continue traditional hunting, fishing, and gathering on the ceded lands. In 1837, government officials did not foresee much future settlement beyond logging and mining camps in the Northwoods and had no issue in making this concession. The Ojibwe retained the same usufructuary rights in the 1842 treaty that ceded the Lake Superior watershed to the United States. Treaties between sovereign nations are binding under both U.S. and international law, which is why to this day, peoples of the Ojibwe Nation have the sovereign right to hunt, fish, and gather wild rice using traditional methods on the ceded territories of the Northwoods. I'm Gary Entz, and this has been a WXPR Northwoods Moment in History.